From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump says he will give sworn testimony about conversations with fired FBI Director James Comey. He added that Comey's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee this week cleared up once and for all. Mr. Trump did not try to obstruct by asking Comey to no longer investigate fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
No collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker, but we want to get back to running our great country. Jobs, trade deficits, we want them to disappear fast. North Korea, big problem. Middle East, a big problem. So that's what I am focused on. That's what I have been focused on.
Comey testified before the Senate that he believed President Trump was trying to get him to drop the Flynn investigation. Comey also said White House officials spread lies to cover up the reason behind Mr. Trump firing him. The U.S. military confirmed Saturday that overnight joint counter-Taliban operations in southern Afghanistan have killed and wounded Afghan security forces but gave no casualty toll. The confirmation followed local media reports that said airstrikes conducted late Friday in the insurgent-held Nad Ali district of Helmand province killed at least 8 local forces and wounded many more. Helmand is Afghanistan's largest province, and most of it under the control or influence of the Taliban. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Britain has plunged into political chaos, according to some, after this week's general election, which saw the ruling Conservative Party's majority diminished. Prime Minister Theresa May called a snap election, hoping to boost her mandate for talks on Britain's exit from the European Union. Henry Ridgewell is in London with more on the story.
She took a high-risk political gamble and lost. But Theresa May Friday resisted calls to quit, calls that came even from senior figures in her Conservative Party. After visiting the Queen Friday, part of electoral procedure, May announced she would try to form a minority government supported by the Democratic Unionist Party, or DUP, from Northern Ireland.
Our two parties have enjoyed a strong relationship over many years, and this gives me the confidence to believe that we will be able to work together in the interests of the whole United Kingdom.
The Conservatives' losses were largely gains for the Labour opposition, which defied polls and predictions to gain 29 seats, a vindication for leader Jeremy Corbyn, whose grip on the party appears to have strengthened. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Residents of the South African coastal town of Knysna on Saturday are surveying damage at their homes following fast-moving fires in the area that forced the evacuation of 10,000 people, including Chris Everson.
No one died, and that's the main thing, at this property. People did die in this fire in Knysna. I mean, there's been a number of very, very tragic stories, and so we're lucky.
Strong winds from a storm that hit the coastline on Wednesday, fanning multiple blazes, destroyed dozens of homes. The storm killed 8 people, including 3 who died in a fire in Knysna. Somali officials are vowing revenge on al-Shabaab, which launched the single deadliest attack on a Somali military camp, Galgala Highlands of the Puntland region, killing at least 48 soldiers. Puntland is now fighting 2 fronts against militants and Galgala. Forces are facing about 500 al-Shabaab fighters in the eastern highlands. About 300 pro-Islamic State fighters pose a threat there. The U.S. Embassy confirmed Saturday that American Special Forces are providing technical support to the Philippine military battling to crush Islamist militants in a southern city, as the Philippine military and Marines were killed in intense fighting in an urban area. The Philippines military, the U.S. assisting the government forces to end the siege of Marawi by fighters allied with Islamic State, which is now in the third week, but not with combat troops. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.